Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
It is the Monday edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry with us. Lindsay, a couple of injury-related questions. The first one comes from Roald LaRue. And Roald saying he picked up an injury. He hasn't run for 3 weeks. In the build-up to Comrades this year, he's done 4 half marathons, 2 32s and 1 marathon. And he's totaled 970 kilometers from the 1st of January until now. He says he is receiving physio. If he takes a break from now until race day, does he have a chance to finish? And then one from Gillian Innes saying that she broke a metatarsal bone in her right foot in September last year, only started in January again. She's done 750k since then. No marathons, only halves and no ultras. She has entered Comrades. She started in H batch last year and she missed the cutoff by 25 minutes. Should she give it a go this year or should she give it a skip?
Look, the first question, look, if he's already missed 3 weeks from injury and now he's going to not be able to train for the next 4 weeks, then I wouldn't line up. I mean, even if he finishes, he's really just going to have a miserable time, but he's not going to enjoy it at all. So even if he's trained and he's trained through this injury now, and he's at 900 Ks at this point, 4 weeks of resting is quite a lot. You know, you won't lose much in 2 weeks. In 3 weeks, it starts to slide away quite quickly. In about 4 weeks, you've missed an enormous chunk. So if he has been running up until now and now has just decided, let's treat this injury and potentially going to miss 10 or a few more days, and then he can just get in some consistent but short distances, so 5 to 8 Ks, but very consistently kind of up to the final week, then maybe he has a little look-see and he can give it a go. One of the metatarsal, very light on kilos. So I missed last year about 25 minutes. So I think that tells me this is a borderline athlete. Look, a lot of people miss it by that much because they don't realize how much time they waste on race day. And I think if she has a look, think back to last year where she, you know, besides the 6 to 8 or whatever minutes she lost at the beginning, so let's call it another 16 minutes that she lost. If she goes through a day and remembers all the time she stopped, she will realize where she went wrong. But I just feel like someone who is very borderline and who is possibly, well, definitely light on long run. So I think from 750 Ks to now means that she'd probably get to race day pretty close to 100 kilometers, another 100 kilometers. So 850, you know, 850 is kind of not a terrible number. It's quite close to what I'd consider the minimum. But what does concern me is that there are only half marathons in there. There are no marathons. There's nothing in there that would have helped her endurance. So I just feel like it sounds like she's a borderline finisher. And I think she needs to do a slightly better training build-up than this to have a realistic shot at Comrades.
There we go. Gillian, thank you for that. And the good news is the race is going nowhere. It will be there in 2016. It will be there in 2017. Rather make sure you 100%. It's not one of those races that you can fudge. I know I've tried, and it's not fun when you do. So best of luck. It's a tough decision to make, but hopefully that helps a little bit. We're back again tomorrow with another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Until then, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.